Cheney University faces a deadline next week to prove why it should keep its accreditation. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. Without accreditation, the nation's oldest historically black university will cease to exist. To help shore up the struggling institution, the Board of Governors overseeing Cheney and the other 13 schools in the Pennsylvania state system of higher education has forgiven more than $30 million in loans. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover reports.
Cheney must cut $7.5 million from this year's budget to have the loans erased and also maintain a balanced budget the following 3 years. The institution has already made two rounds of administration and staff cuts. Professor Ivan Turnipseed, chair of the Hospitality and Recreation Management Department, says the loan forgiveness is a game changer, but is concerned about more cuts.
We have to cut all that can be cut, but again, we have to have enough infrastructure and enough heart to stay in our institution for the future.
The school will also consider placing some academic programs into moratorium, meaning they won't accept any new students, and got an exemption to have existing students complete their discontinued program at another state college. Junior Megan Sowersby from Delaware County says students who have to switch schools could get derailed.
I've noticed that often what is seen to be viable options on paper is actually really hard to execute on the ground and hard for students who may not be full-time students, maybe part-time students, non-traditional students, commuting students, that kind of thing. That makes it a lot more difficult for them.
The union representing faculty at Cheney worries that the cuts will scare away prospective students and lead to more financial troubles. Cheney must submit a report to the accrediting body, Middle States Commission on Higher Education, by September 1st, and then an on-site evaluation will follow. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.